This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A spokesman for New York Attorney General Letitia James says a federal subpoena represents a weaponization of the justice system. This subpoena covers James' civil fraud case against President Trump and the separate case she brought against the NRA, the purpose to see if the civil rights of either side were violated. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains what's next.
In theory, the attorney general could try to go to court to quash them. I would imagine that that's what her attorney, Abby Lowell, will try to do at the outset. We'll see how far the case actually goes. There had been no complaint during the trial by the president that his civil rights were being violated.
Today, the president will host the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan at the White House. The two sides will sign a peace treaty to end decades of conflict, but no end to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, despite today's deadline from President Trump for Russia to agree to a ceasefire. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center dedicated the new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic to honor philanthropists Don and Barbara Keurig Monday. The dedication included the unveiling of new building signage to recognize Don and Barbara. The RAMC Physicians Group is located at the RAMC campus with the entrance off of Ridgeview Drive in Reedsburg. Don and Barbara Keurig led and contributed to the Here We Grow capital campaign to build the new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic on the RAMC campus. They kicked off the campaign with a $1 million donation and recently pledged an additional $1 million for RAMC. Don and Barbara also contributed more than $175,000 to the renovations to the former Physicians Group Clinic building that will bring Scenic Bluffs Community Health Center to Reedsburg to open a dental clinic. Governor Tony Evers announced the Wisconsin State Building Commission met at the Wisconsin State Fair and approved a total of approximately $110.2 million in key projects statewide. Projects include acceptance of a gift in kind at the A.L. Ringling Theater, supporting completed renovations to stage lighting and rigging systems. This project, sponsored by the Wisconsin Historical Foundation and the Friends of the A.L. Ringling Theater, enhances the historic venue and ensures ongoing safe operations are in alignment with the preservation standards. And demolition of aging buildings across three University of Wisconsin campuses, Oshkosh, Platteville, and Parkside, as part of the 2023-25 multi-building demolition program. These removals will make way for the future development and eliminate costly maintenance burdens. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers preseason underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Aaron Mosby made the team last year as a linebacker. Does he feel pressure to make the cut this year?
It's always pressure when you're trying to make a 53-man roster. That's just anyone in the league. It can go for anyone. So it's a little bit of pressure, but at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We've been playing this since we were little kids. So you just go out there, you know, try to have fun with it, try to do your best, and try to make a splash play here and there.
College football, the Badgers hold their final practice at UW-Platteville Saturday night before moving back to Madison. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets in Milwaukee. First baseman Andrew Vaughn continues to hit home runs every series.
Vaughn is unbelievable. Three times on base, one time he just circled the bases. He's been special both offensively, defensively. Vaughn, Collins, and Perkins, they're the three that you got to look at. And Sal, those are great performances by those four.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then strong to severe thunderstorms are expected tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. The weekend is almost here. We'll look at weekend activities across the state of Wisconsin and look at the news and the weird and wacky with Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, just a quick reminder as we start this hour, the tickets to the KPFT, our Houston affiliate, our Houston Pacifica affiliate, the soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and my book signing session, will be at the Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church, August 9th, Saturday, are available now. And you can see the details on my Facebook page or at kpft.org, I believe. So, a fine time will be had by all this weekend. The art of the cover-up, Trump, Epstein, and the secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter. We're discovering now that the sacred scepter is how Donald Trump refers to his whatever you call that. You know what I'm talking about here. This is just, it turns out now that, they're talking about, they've got this tape, apparently video and audio, of Ghislaine Maxwell being interviewed by Todd Blanche for 2 days. And apparently she's saying, no, Donald Trump never had anything to do with young girls. I don't know anything about that. About Bill Clinton, yes, of course. Bill Gates, oh, yeah, the Democrats were all over those little things, those young girls. But, Donald Trump, no, he's a gentleman. He would never, we don't know for sure what the tape says, but what we do know is that Ghislaine has been moved into a minimum security, it's not even a prison. I mean, the fence that surrounds the facility is like the fence on for your backyard. It's just a 5-6 foot high chain link fence. Anybody could jump it if they wanted. Which is kind of the problem, because there might be people who want to, really harm Ghislaine, and another reason why she should probably be at a facility with a little more security. But, this facility, by the way, trains dogs, and they train dogs like for police departments and things. And so apparently she's now a puppy trainer, and they have yoga classes for the women who are there every morning. She's taking the yoga class. So all of this suggests that there is, a massive cover-up on its way. I think it's important to remember that, when Nixon wanted to break into the Democratic headquarters in the Watergate Hotel, leading up to the election of whatever it was, I don't recall if this was 68 or 72. When Nixon had the Watergate burglars, most of these guys, by the way, veterans of the Bay of Pigs, and also a couple of them involved in the Kennedy assassination. But when Nixon, wanted these guys to break in, apparently because he believed they had something, the Democrats had information about Nixon's sabotaging the Vietnam peace talks in 68. In other words, the treason he had committed. When he authorized that break-in, it wasn't the break-in that took him down. I mean, if he had just said, "Oh yeah, yeah," you know, I told him to go ahead and break into the DNC, you know, he would have gotten a lot of crap for it. But he probably wouldn't have had to resign. But it was the cover-up that took him down. It was the tapes. It was all the things, you know, that he was saying in secret. It was basically the cover-up. Bill Clinton wasn't impeached because he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky or any of the other women that he was alleged to have had affairs with. He was impeached because he lied under oath. You know, that provoked Ken Starr to produce this 100-plus page report with all this salacious detail in it. By the way, we'll see nothing like that coming out of the out of the Maxwell Epstein thing. Even Ronald Reagan, you know, he escaped the full weight of Iran-Contra by claiming that he didn't know that his campaign had negotiated a deal with the Ayatollahs in Iran to hold the hostages and screw Jimmy Carter. It's always the cover-up. The moment the lie collapses, this whole edifice of power begins to rot from the inside out. And here we are again. You know, Donald Trump is facing a story that he'd rather bury on a golf course like his first wife, Ivana. You know, just out of the way here. The Epstein whole thing is no longer a scandal. It's become an open wound. I mean, there are suicides, there's dead ends, there's sealed documents, there's missing logs. There's apparently terabytes, you know, thousands of gigabytes of video of and audio tapes and documents that were found. I mean, you know, we saw the pictures when they first raided Epstein's Florida house. I believe it was his Florida house. It might have been his New York house, actually, now that I think about it. But in any case, when they raided his house and they discovered this safe and this huge box filled with videotapes and audio tapes and CDs, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. Where is all that stuff now? And so what's the Trump administration telling us they're going to share with us? Well, apparently they're debating right now whether or not to share or how much to share of Ghislaine's testimony to Todd Blanche. Now, Todd Blanche, of course, was Donald Trump's former criminal defense lawyer, who, by the way, lost his case. But, you know, and they're talking about releasing that. They're talking about releasing the grand jury transcripts. Well, the grand jury, first of all, you know, they probably won't be able to release them because Ghislaine is appealing her case to the Supreme Court, and those transcripts are part of the record that, you know, if it's released, it's going to interfere with that process. But nonetheless, the grand jury testimony only had two witnesses, two FBI agents who testified, you know, to what they believed was going on. There's not a single bit of victim testimony. There's no testimony specifically about any of the Johns, the guys who, or the people that were being blackmailed. I mean, it's this very surface thing. And then we get this story from Lev Parnas. You know, Lev, he's got his own Substack newsletter now, and he's popping up on various podcasts and things. So Sean reached out to him last week to come on our program. And this is what he had to say yesterday. He said, "I told you it was coming, and here it is. Trump has activated Comer." Now, here he's talking about House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, who has now subpoenaed Bill and Hillary Clinton to talk about Epstein, but hasn't subpoenaed Alex Acosta, you know, the guy who gave Epstein the sweetheart deal, and then Trump apparently paid him off by making him labor secretary. They haven't subpoenaed Melania Trump, who was introduced to Donald, apparently, by Epstein. And according to Epstein, the first time Donald and Melania ever had sex was on the Lolita Express, on Epstein's jet. And they're certainly not subpoenaing Donald Trump, but they, you know, they want Bill Clinton. Yeah. So anyhow, back to Lev, what Lev Parnas said. He said, "I told you it was coming, and here it is. Trump has activated Comer. This is coordinated, calculated, the subpoenas, the oversight committee drama. It's all part of the show. And while the press focuses on the chaos, the real operation is happening behind closed doors at J.D. Vance's home." Now, this is the new news, apparently, this week, they're having emergency sessions at J.D. Vance's home. Now, I've been kind of suspicious of J.D.? You know, does he really want Donald to get out of the way so that he can become president? Is he sabotaging this effort, or is he actually leading it? Back to Lev Parnas, quote, they think they can get away with it. They think the Circus Act Congressman James Comer is rolling out, raving around subpoenas and distractions, is enough to keep the public entertained while they pull off one of the biggest cover-ups in American history, erasing Trump from the Epstein files like he was never there. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. You know, America is talking about Trump and this whole tough guy, populist, champion, innocent victim of witch hunts and all that. That's all kind of collapsing. And the cover-up, I mean, it's happening in broad daylight with Ghislaine Maxwell being moved to the, you know, the Let's Train Puppy Farm. You know, this isn't about sex. This is about power. And this is about what happens when people who are supposed to serve the public start lying. This is how the pattern always cracks, always. The lie gets too big, the system bends just far enough, the cover-up fails. And so we're waiting for a tape, for a transcript, and the predictable outrage that'll come when it's clear that Maxwell is now part of the cover-up, that she's in on the whitewash. So we'll see how it plays out, but it's always the cover-up.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We'll be right back.
Single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was, so here now, our own Carol, head of traffic, she's brought in Malort. Down the hatch, cheers to Malort. Now, it went down
fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest, that's terrible. Once is enough for me. Mm-hmm. Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. To become a member, because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Text Tom to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school.
He came down the escalator, hair like a flame, said he drained the swamp, but it stayed the same. Built a kingdom of gold on a scaffolding lie. Now he's polishing statues while justice walks by. There's a woman in Texas who used to procure. Now she's teaching puppies her conscience obscure. She whispered 2 days to the feds down in Tallahassee. Then got a room with Elizabeth Holmes and a smoothie. Secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter where the lies get long. They say it's not the crime, it's the mop and the spin, the shredded notes, the winks, the grin. Tricky Dick had tapes, Bill had a cigar, Donnie's got a scepter buried not too far. Don't touch it without gloves, the legend goes, a germaphobe's wand with a trail of woes. But you can't bleach truth or redline guilt when a temple of power's built on silk. Secret spirit
Yeah, this is I think this has the potential to be a genuine watershed moment for the Trump administration, because they're just playing this all wrong. They're the way that Trump is just doing everything he possibly can to distract us from this worries me. I mean, he just sent two nuclear submarines off the coast of Russia, or at least says he did. And in response to that, Dmitry Medvedev, you know, Russia's kind of more or less number two, comes out and says, we're no longer respecting any previous agreements with regard to the use of nuclear weapons. Everything is on the table. We could use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. We could use tactical nukes against Europe. He went on to say also that if any American or European hardware is used to attack within Russia, they will consider that an attack from a NATO country, and they will attack that NATO country. Presumably, on the assumption that Trump will not participate in a NATO response to Russia, or that NATO will be too afraid of starting World War III to fight back. Meanwhile, you know, this week, Poland adopted a Trumpy president. So they've got, you know, a reasonable vice president, but Mr. Tusk, I believe. But now they've got this is the third European country now that's got a Trump-loving president, along with Hungary and Slovakia. And, or is it Slovenia? No, it's Slovakia. And this has the potential to kick off World War III. And if the Chinese think that Trump is sufficiently weakened and that it becomes increasingly apparent that his cover-up efforts aren't working, they could, you know, decide, hey, now's a great time to take Taiwan. Everybody's assuming that they're going to try and take Taiwan in 2027. Based on the way that they're doing their military stuff, and you know, there's all this talk about it in back channels and whatnot. But hey, they could speed that up, and that, of course, is still while Trump's in office. I mean, the whole idea is, well, he probably, you know, we'll just cut a deal with him. We'll take Taiwan, and we'll continue to let Taiwan sell stuff to the United States, and we'll make a large contribution to Donald Trump's retirement funds or something like that. You know, they'll figure out a way to bribe him. He's open to bribes. I don't think he needs another 747. He already got one as a $400 million bribe. What other bribes could China offer? I mean, last time they gave Ivanka, his daughter, millions or maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars worth of patents. What are they going to do for the Trump family this time around? I mean, the Saudis, they gave Ivanka's husband $2 billion to invest. I mean, it's like, you know, where is this going to go? But my whole point of this is that this cover-up, you know, the old saying, the cover-up is worse than the crime, that this cover-up could have implications that go way beyond Donald Trump, and even way beyond J.D. Vance scheming to get rid of Trump or rubbing his hands with glee or, you know, whatever he's doing. This could lead to world war. This could lead to another Great Depression if Trump thinks that some wild economic thing is going to get, you know, what's he going to do to distract us next when this fails or when the Ghislaine tapes come out and they're obviously a joke?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have some thoughts on oligarchy on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us.
Sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon
Prime. Maggie Dawn.
While I'm off taking in the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer, enjoy highlights from recent shows, and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. More than 150 new high schools have joined the Direct Admit Wisconsin program. Under the Universities of Wisconsin System program, qualified high school students from participating high schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students must choose to participate in the program and are admitted based on their grades and coursework after completion of the junior year. They must meet all admissions requirements, enroll for their senior year of high school, and stay on track to graduate. In total, Direct Admit Wisconsin delivered more than 33,500 admission offers to high school seniors from 467 high schools. Celebrating 1 year, the state's home energy rebate programs. Wisconsin received $149 million under the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act for the Home Efficiency Rebate and Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate Programs. The programs are administered by the State Public Service Commission. Governor Tony Evers says more than $2 million in rebates have been distributed, helping Wisconsin families make home upgrades and keep more money in their pockets. Around $75 million each went to the HERE and HOMES programs for efficiency improvements. The City of Richland Center will begin repaving the municipal parking lot at Church and East Court Streets Friday. Intermittent no parking signs will be posted throughout the area for approximately 14 days during reconstruction. Please plan accordingly and watch for posted signage. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then strong to severe thunderstorms are expected tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Matinee on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is
stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes.
Matinee on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if you feel like you missed out on the weekend news, no worries. Civic Media's Charlie Pittman, news director, will join us to keep us updated. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Stood in a mill with his red tie tied, told the boys in hard hats I'll stand and fight. But behind that grin and the photo flash was a deal with the devil and a payday stash. Steel was strong, but the truth is cold. He sold out the workers for a bar of gold. Laid off in Gary, gone in Duluth, while the billionaires laughed in their tailored suits. It's the great American terrorist scam. A fistful of promises, a smokescreen sham. Jobs fall down while the prices climb, and the ones that get rich are the friends of the crime. He said, I'm here to help, then he took what he can. That's the great American terrorist scam.
Welcome back. So there's a kind of viral video going around of George Monbiot, who's a regular writer for The Guardian, and a brilliant guy. I've corresponded with him before, and in fact, he's been on this program before. And he was referencing a book by Walter Scheidel, and it's called The Great Leveler. And this book is really a remarkable analysis of oligarchy and its impact on societies, not just small d democratic societies. And one of the things that Scheidel points out is that oligarchy is the default mode for organized societies throughout history. There, you know, whether it's the Mayans or the Incans or the second century Corinthians or the ancient Greeks or the Romans, the modern era. I mean, you name it. Eventually, as society, ancient Rome, as societies, complex societies become organized, wealthy people float to the top, basically, in terms of not just wealth, but they convert their wealth into political power, and they end up basically running things to the benefit of themselves, and often to the detriment of everybody else. And this is called oligarchy, where you have a nation that is run of, by, and for rich people, which is where we're at right now. We haven't seen any, I would argue that there was some legislation that Joe Biden passed and the Democrats passed during the Biden presidency that benefited average people. In fact, there was some good legislation that did. But the vast majority of legislation that's been passed in the last 44 years since the Reagan Revolution has been exclusively to the benefit of the oligarchs, of the oligarchic class. And what Scheidel points out is that there's only four ways in history that oligarchy has been broken. And every single one of those ways, or several of those ways, by the way, we've seen in American history. There was the four ways are number one, plague, and of course the COVID pandemic, which was arguably a plague, not only did not break oligarchy in the United States, the American oligarchs became just about twice as rich within 3 or 4 years of 2020 as a result of the COVID virus. And the shutdowns and the stock market crash and the buying opportunities and everything else, they became just about twice as rich as they were before. So it actually increased oligarchy in the United States. But anyhow, plague has historically broken oligarchy. It certainly did in the 13th century in Europe. All-out war
can break oligarchy because it just destroys so much of the of a nation's infrastructure, it consumes so much of a country's resources. We, you know, the oligarchy in the United States that had formed during the Gilded Age was broken by World War II because, you know, FDR put a 91% income tax on people, and it was a 98% income tax in the UK. It broke oligarchy in the UK as well. And that's why we had a middle class leading up until the 80s, was that, you know, the war had broken oligarchy. The third way is revolution. This is what we did in 1776. We were ruled by an oligarchy based out of England. The wealthy, you know, squires, the wealthy, the factotums, those who served the king, the wealthy people who served the king, also basically ran America. And we rose up against that oligarchy and broke it. So that's revolution is the third way. And the fourth way is the collapse of the state itself. And you saw this, for example, in Zimbabwe or in Uganda. When I was in Uganda, you know, even the rich people were wiped out when Idi Amin fled and the Ugandan state collapsed. So the question is, what's going to break oligarchy in the United States this time? If Scheidel is right, it has to be one of these four things. And we tried plague in 2020. That didn't work. We're not going to have a revolution. We did that in the 1770s, but there's really nobody to revolt against right now. The collapse of the state is pretty unlikely, which pretty much leads war. And, you know, I think it's entirely possible that Donald Trump is going to give us what we had in the 20s and 30s and 40s, which is, you know, an economic collapse followed by a world war. I would add, you know, economic collapse, and perhaps that's what he means by collapse of the state, that economic collapse could be a big thing to break oligarchy as well. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But I would like to suggest that there might be a fifth way to break oligarchy that hasn't, you know, been heralded and might have happened in other countries in the past. And that is what we almost did with the We the People Act. You know, Senate Bill, House Bill 1, H.R., House Resolution 1, back in 2022, when Joe Biden was president, and we almost passed legislation reversing Citizens United. Citizens United being the, you know, one of the major drivers and sustainers, protectors of oligarchy in the United States. And we almost broke that. Except that the oligarchs reached out to Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin and said, you know, if you'll vote with the Republicans on this, and of course they owned all the Republicans already, the Republicans are the party of oligarchy, if you'll do this, we'll, you know, make sure that you're well rewarded, and I'm sure that they were. And they stabbed us all in the back. So, you know, the oligarchy actually became stronger as a result of that. Now you've got an oligarch as president, you've got 13 oligarchs in his cabinet, billionaire oligarchs in his cabinet. You've got oligarchs in Congress, people like Rick Scott worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So the question is, can we break oligarchy without a war, without a depression? And, you know, Scheidel would be very, if his book is any indication, would be very skeptical of that claim or of that possibility. But I'm hopeful. I think it's possible. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Don in Los Angeles. Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I agree with you what you're saying about Trump and economic collapse and war perhaps as a way out. I don't think it's going to happen for about a year and a half, though. And you had mentioned him sending nuclear submarines to the coast of Russia. And I don't think that's really going to materialize in a war right now. And the reason is I've been doing a deep dive into the Russia-Ukraine war lately to find out what's going on there. And ever since Trump and Vance and all them dressed down Zelensky at the White House, was it back in February or March, there's been a huge turnaround in the momentum of this war. And right now, Ukraine is on the verge of winning it outright because they've got the state of the nation of Russia practically paralyzed. They've almost destroyed all their nuclear bomber fleet.
Well, no, they didn't destroy almost all of them. They destroyed less than 10% of them. They destroyed a handful of them.
Well, Well, it shook the nation a lot.
Yes.
And they're having trouble with ATMs and other kinds of breakdowns. And they're starting to protest and rebel because they've lost a million men. And they had a huge offensive on July the 27th that cost $350 million. That was a complete rout. They just fell into a big trap. And so one thing after another has happened.
But see, that in my mind, and I largely agree with your analysis, Don, but in my mind, that makes Putin even more dangerous. I mean, you know, these guys, when they're on their back foot, that's when they represent the greatest risk of doing something irrational.
Yeah, the elites in Russia are really divided about this now, and he's in danger of his own life, and it is very volatile. But the thing is that from Trump's angle, he's very embarrassed by all this because he's always been in the tank for Putin ever since this war started. He said so outright, and he gave him 50 days to kind of finish the job, just like Netanyahu with Gaza, you know. But he hasn't been able to make any gains, and so he realizes that Zelensky is about ready to win this, and he has to do something to intervene to get a peace deal that will salvage some leverage over Ukraine, because Ukraine will get all their territory back. He won't get a thing, won't get his peace prize, and Putin will still be in the mix if he can do this, because he'll just tell the world that you've got to have a peace deal when they're on the verge of actually winning.
Yeah, the problem is he doesn't know how to do this. And he's got Steve Witkoff, who's a real estate billionaire, not a professional statesman. You know, the guy has no experience whatsoever negotiating with Vladimir Putin, who is, you know, a lifelong KGB agent, a master negotiator, a master manipulator. Witkoff is like, it's like a lamb to the slaughter.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of.
I'm not real optimistic
what
here, Don.
His approach is, no, I'm not either. I don't think it's. I don't think it's a threat right now, but it will be eventually. I think, but yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah. My concern. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at the possibility of a country's leader doing irrational things because they've been backed into a corner. That could be Trump with regard to the Maxwell and Epstein possible revelations, particularly if they release some of the tapes of Maxwell saying, oh, no, Donald Trump never did anything. He was wonderful. That Bill Clinton, though, he was a dog, you know. And, and even Trump's followers are going to know that that's BS. Although maybe it'll work. I don't know. Fox News hasn't mentioned Epstein basically at all in about a week, maybe a week and a half. Ever since Trump, you know, asked them not to. And and so for an awful lot of Trump's followers, the whole Epstein thing has now just kind of faded into the background.
That was their strategy,
That absolutely
was
their
strategy. Christian talk radio here, they're just ignoring the issue. They're not even talking about it.
Which is exactly what Fox is doing. And I think that you're going to see that right across the spectrum. So, you know, that takes some pressure off Trump, I suppose. But the mainstream media is not letting go of it. So we'll see how it plays out. Don, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Our number 202-808-9925. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, be part of a historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Prize Peace Prize winner, the former president of Poland, one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. You can register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead, and democracy is being tested, freedoms are under pressure, and the world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com to reserve your seats now to hear Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner and former president of Poland. Historyexplorer.com.
Lies in the run.
Trump University burned out, foundation beaten and undone. Mob money in the tower, Bezos whispers with comb. Casino secrets, Trump and Epstein, shadows where the darkness shone. From hush money storm to a coup attempt, he weaponized the courts and democracy was bent. Is Donald Trump America's public enemy number one? He tore our justice down, made law the loaded gun. With every tweet and pardon, the rule of law undone. Is Donald Trump America's public enemy number one?
Well, he certainly has broken enough laws. Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope everybody's well. I'll give you mentioned the billion-dollar boondoggle of an Air Force One that we received earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So last week I read a piece in the New York Times that Trump diverted $950 million from the nuclear, from the military. I forget the budget. Yeah, I know it's the Pentagon budget.
It's the program to maintain our nuclear weapon stockpile.
Yeah, to clean them up, though. This was
exactly
to clean up the,
yeah.
To clean it up.
Yeah.
So so he diverted it. So then last week I saw now in South Carolina, officials found a radioactive wasp nest at a facility that was formerly a nuclear dump. So,
well, that was a nuclear power plant, wasn't it?
I think it was, it's an old in South Carolina, but it's just the ironic thing about it. You know, this money was supposed to go to clean things up, and he's just going into this, supposed to go into his presidential library. We talked about it before. I think he's just jealous of Reagan. That's why he wants this plane. But it's not $1 billion for what? I mean, it's just our money.
No, he wants the plane because it's a flying palace, and he wants to, have something that's cooler than Epstein's plane. Epstein had a 727, which is a pretty big plane. And and Trump only has a 757 right now, which is smaller, I believe. And he just wants this thing after he leaves the White House, in 3.5 years to be his very own flying palace. I mean, the horror of it is really that it's a bribe. That we had serious policy differences with Qatar. I put at the top of that list that they have been, one of the principal supporters of Hamas for years and years. But suddenly, if you support Hamas on the Columbia University campus, you get thrown into an ICE detention center. But if you support Hamas in Qatar and you give the president a $400 million airplane as a bribe, then suddenly you're just our best friend. Everything's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild.
Incredible. Just how many people, how many, let's say the bee population, we need bees just to keep it on radioactive quick. Just think about the bee population.
Well,
we
what
need
happens
the
when the 50-foot wasp shows up?
Something like that. Yeah, from the 1950s.
Spider-Man.
That's it.
Exactly. Spider-Man when he was bit by the radioactive spider. Remember, that was the whole thing. There you go. Bill, good talking to you. Thanks for the call. Don't get stung by a radioactive wasp. You might turn into Wasp Man. I mean,
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another day of inaction in the Texas House.
There being 95 members present, a quorum is not present.
Democrats had left the state to deny Republicans a quorum in their efforts to redraw legislative maps. And Democratic Representative Chris Turner says,
this is a nationwide fight, and we want everyone in the country to understand what the stakes are. So Greg Abbott can make all the threats he wants. We're going to continue to fight.
Other Republican-controlled states are considering redistricting, including Florida, where the House Speaker said they would study it this fall. Two U.S. officials confirmed that President Trump's directed the Pentagon to prepare options for the use of military force against drug cartels designated as terrorist organizations. The Justice Department subpoenaed Attorney General of New York Letitia James over her investigations into President Trump and the NRA to see if either violated civil rights. A James spokesperson calls the subpoenas a weaponization of the justice system. This is ABC News.